Sitka National Historical Park Superintendent Mary Miller says it's ironic that the park has scaled up storytelling around the Russian colonial presence in Sitka this year, since it's now going to be taking care of a larger piece of the former colony. But that's not the only irony in this agreement. The deal is good only through this fall, October 18th. That's the day in 1867 that Russia formally ceded Alaska to the United States in a flag-raising ceremony on Castle Hill, one of two sites in Sitka that the state has decided it can't afford to operate anymore.
Those are recognized as significant cultural and historic treasures, really, whose stories overlap with Sitka National Historical Park.
The other site, known as Old Sitka, is less celebrated than Castle Hill, but its role in the larger story of Alaska is far greater. The destruction of a Russian outpost there by the Sitka Tlingit in 1802 prompted a retaliatory strike by Alexander Baranov 2 years later, and he would subsequently move the headquarters of the Russian American Company and the capital of Russian America to Sitka. Modern Sitka is built right on the footprint of the Russian colonial capital, which was built over the historic Tlingit community with Castle Hill right at its center. Fitting this story together needs a better vantage point than can be found inside a museum.
And what you start to see by combining, say, the Russian Bishop's House, St. Michael's, the Blockhouse, Castle Hill, what we call Building 29, there are other aspects, too, of the cultural landscape, the Russian Cemetery, you start to really realize the cultural landscape that was here.
Starting back on July 1st, Miller and the National Park crew decided to step in as stewards of that cultural landscape. Sitka National Historical Park itself is a major feature of the downtown waterfront. Miller says her staff was positive about folding Castle Hill and Old Sitka into their responsibilities.
When we talked to the maintenance crew about this, and we've got a bigger crew this year than usual because of extra projects that we have ongoing at Sitka National Historical Park, they were actually pretty excited about it. They recognize that taking care of these sites is also a source of pride, just like it is for caretaking the assets at the regular park.
The National Park Service is not taking over management of Castle Hill and Old Sitka per se. Miller says it's more about maintenance. The NPS will remove trash, mow grass, blow leaves, clean trails, and brush out vegetation. And the Park Service is not going to be providing these services at the Old Sitka Boat Launch or at Halibut Point Recreation Area. Halibut Point, the Boat Launch, Fort Rousseau, and the Magoon Islands and Big Bear, Baby Bear State Marine Parks all went into so-called passive management when the state started its new budget year on July 1st. With the exception of Halibut Point, all of these sites are accessible only by boat and scarcely require maintenance of any kind. Halibut Point, however, is probably the most popular picnic beach in Sitka. Municipal Administrator Mark Gorman told the Assembly recently that passive management would likely lead to public safety issues.
It's very clear to me with the sudden closure of the state presence in the park that that issue is going to roll up to the city very rapidly. In fact, it did on Friday, with people coming in saying, I have a wedding plan there this week, I can't get in, who do I talk to?
Gorman said that City Hall was putting together a plan to care for Halibut Point for the Assembly's review at its next meeting. Meanwhile, the State Division of Parks is continuing to solicit proposals for the permanent care of Sitka's parks, which were defunded this spring along with sites in Homer and Valdez. Despite the excellent overlap with the National Park mission in Sitka, Superintendent Mary Miller sees her intervention as a stopgap measure.
So we're happy to step in, recognizing that the state is in need right now, and I'd like to think that if the tables were turned and that the federal government, for whatever reason, was short of resources, that we could look to the state and that they would step up and help us likewise.
Miller says the National Park Service will assess how well maintenance is going at Sitka State Parks this fall before she seeks additional funding for the program. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.